Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, you know, I was Lois Lane, he was Superman. What else could we do?
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. So, welcome back. And after a week off, we return with a special group of episodes from three members of a stunt dynasty, the lovely Armstrong family. We'll start this week with Wendy, followed by her daughter Nina, and then we finish off with Vic, a truly talented family of stunt legends, all three of them part of cinematic history. So, starting with Wendy this week, Wendy was the daughter of stunt coordinator George Leach and first appeared at the age of 8 on the back of a horse on her first film. Wendy's had an amazing career and she still enjoys getting the pad bag out today. Her career includes credits such as Lois Lane stunt double in the Superman films, Indiana Jones, multiple Bond movies, Omen and Wonder Woman. She also tells us what it's like bringing up a family whilst working, travelling and juggling the two lives together. Anyway, here's our interview with Wendy. Hope you enjoy. Wendy, thanks again for your time. And just start to introduce yourself. So you are the daughter of George Leach.
I am.
So your first introduction to film sets when you was a tiny, tiny person.
Yeah.
Can you remember your first visit to a set?
I think it was somewhere in the south of France. My dad was filming down there and I can remember sitting on a bale of straw, watching the horses canter around.
Lovely. And yeah. So Dad was famous for being James Bond stunt double, but it was the who was the Bond he was doubling? It was the only
Sean
one.
Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah. Did he ever only do Sean Connery, or was it...?
Only Sean Connery,
only
yes.
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Yeah. So he done all of the early ones?
He did.
Wow. And do you have any memories visiting the Bond set yourself?
I don't. Isn't that awful? I think it's because it was part of everyday life.
Right. Yeah.
I never thought it was anything exceptional. It was just Dad at work.
Just got used to it.
Yeah, I think so.
So you were never dazzled by the lights of the film industry?
No.
No? Okay, cool. So what was it like growing up with Dad? Were you always taking risks?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a terrible tomboy, and I think I tried to be the son my father didn't have.
Right, okay.
So whatever he did, I wanted to do, whether it was ride motorbikes, ride horses, drive cars.
Right.
I was his shadow.
Right, okay, so if he would set himself on fire, you'd want to be set on fire.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
What kind of age did you start, like, driving on motorbikes and cars and riding horses?
Really young.
Yeah, how
really young?
Young.
Horses probably when I was about 4 years old.
Right.
And I worked on my first movie or television series when I was eight, riding.
Riding. Wow.
Yeah, because I could ride. And so they knew that if they needed a young kid that could ride, they would ask my dad if they could use me.
Right, because there's probably very few kids who would have the confidence on a horse that you would have had at that age.
Yeah.
And were you, was that sort of your main horse? Were you also very gymnastic growing up? I think I read somewhere that Vic said that you taught him to sort of get into the gymnastics side of things.
Yes, because my dad, also, there was a trampoline in the garden. There were all stuntmen coming in and out of the house doing crazy things. And so I always joined in, whether it was trampolining or riding motorbikes. Yeah, so early age. It was just part of my natural upbringing.
And what was the first time that you were doubling for somebody on a film? When did that?
Again, it involved horses, and it was an early Black Beauty series, doubling for Judy Bowker.
Okay, wow.
Riding horses again, yeah.
Brilliant.
So I was just looking through some of the credit list of your dad, and noticed that he's got one of my favourite childhood films, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
Was one of his films that he worked on. Did you ever visit the set?
I don't think I did.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think I visited Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, it's a classic.
It is.
Okay, so I just want to go on to your own performing career now. Looking at your IMDb credit list, it begins in The Omen in 1976. Now, that film famously had some really weird things go on when they were making it. Have you got any stories yourself?
Oh, I hate anything supernatural.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really scary. Well, I was worried. I did the hanging sequence for Holly Palance,
right, yeah,
where the nanny jumps out of the window and then jumps and then swings backwards. I was a little worried at that point. I thought, oh my God, you know, I'm being hung. I don't think anything's going to go doing
this. Yeah, of course, you make sure that it's tight on the harness and not tight on the
exactly,
noose.
Exactly.
Okay, brilliant. Just continuing some more of your credit list. You worked on the Star Wars, the Indiana Jones films, James Bond, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Empire of the Sun, and the Superman films where you met Vic.
Can you
tell us what meeting Vic was like? How your romance blossomed?
Well, you know, I was Lois Lane, he was Superman. What else could we do?
Perfect. And you worked on all of them with him?
I did, yeah.
And you doubled Lois for all the sequences?
Margot Kidder, yes.
Margot Kidder. And what was she like to work with?
Great fun.
Yeah.
Great fun, yes.
She was a great Lois Lane as well.
Yeah.
She was, so wasn't she? Yeah. She was the classic Lois
absolutely.
Lane.
Those films are pretty amazing. What was it like? First of all, I suppose I should ask, do you have a favourite stunt that you could point to and go, that was great fun, and I just love how it, when it was a perfect combination of the doing the job and how it turned out was just sort of spot on?
One that I did that creeps a lot of people out was the snake pit in Indiana Jones.
Ooh.
Because we had hundreds and hundreds of snakes. Ooh, there were so many snakes on the set.
Ever get bitten?
No, I didn't, but other people did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
And I never thought I'd be able to tell one snake from another, but when you have bad-tempered snakes, you soon learn.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you was lowered down into that snake pit, had to traverse all the way through that sequence, like kicking them out of the way.
No, never kicked them out of the way. I was very gentle with them because I didn't want to get bitten.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And actually, they had a problem because when you put snakes under hot lights, they go to sleep.
Oh, of course,
and they all slow down. But I was in there every day with bare feet. And lots of the riggers wouldn't come in, they wouldn't strike the set because all the snakes disappeared. They went down the scaffolding tubes, they went everywhere.
Do you have to spend time like finding them at the end of the day?
Yeah.
I did that once. We lost one snake on a set. How did having kids come into the industry affect the way you do your job or see your job?
I think I had to be a lot more organised.
Right.
And I think I would like to go to work, do my job, come home, and watch my children grow up, you know.
Right.
So you became a little more aware of what might happen, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find it quite exciting watching the children progress in their careers.
Yeah.
And then it's great when they phone you up and they go, hey, Mum, you know, we're going to do this job. What do you think?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, make sure you do this and make sure you do that. So there is advice that you can pass on.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That makes you feel really good.
And not only that, I'm guessing that maybe your grandkids might have already done stunts because Nina might have been pregnant and doing stunts. Maybe performing whilst pregnant. I know a few of the girls did.
Yes,
and have
probably.
Done over the years. Did you perform when you were pregnant at all?
I did.
Yeah.
I went down the rapids in Niagara when Nina was in my tummy. But nobody knew I was pregnant. And I didn't tell anybody until after the job because I don't think it's fair and I don't think you should put that on somebody else. You'd be really sensible about what you were doing. You wouldn't do a job where you were going to hit the ground and stop. But, you know, in water, you're moving, it's a flowing thing. You know, you wouldn't go and do a car crash. There's certain things you wouldn't do, but, you know, you'd be very careful about what you picked and what you did. I did a lot of flying on wires as well.
OK. That still seems like you've been a harness. Yeah. That'd still be... I'm uncomfortable at the best of times without a baby inside me.
Yeah, but I wasn't like that. I was only nobody knew.
Sure,
nobody knew.
So can you just tell us some of your favourite locations you visited?
Thailand. I love Thailand.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I've been so lucky, you know, to go to some of the countries. You know, we went into China when the borders first opened for tourists.
Yeah.
In fact, I took Georgie, our youngest, with me when she was 6 weeks old into Red China.
Wow, cool. What
so I often had a little posse of kids travelling with me wherever I went.
So you found that, because we was going to touch on this, the work-home-life balance, because you and Vic have both committed your whole life to the film industry. And I'm guessing sometimes there was conflict there. Was it hard, you know, to raise four kids and be successful yourself and support a successful husband?
Difficult at times. It's just that any mother would know it's a complete juggling act and you don't always do what you want to do. You do what you have to do for the family.
Do you feel like there was more stunts you would have liked to have done or... different, you know, more jobs you'd like to be a stunt coordinator of?
Yes, yeah. But sometimes you just have to take a step back and do other things.
But raising four kids in a house with, you know, all stunties, I'm guessing that one of them's trying to set himself on fire, the other one's trying to jump off the roof, and the other one's trying to pull a horse over, and you was pulled here, there and everywhere, just managing the kids.
We have had airbags out in the yard with the kids jumping out of the bedroom windows before now, when they were little.
Brilliant. It's the growing up I would have dreamed of. Was there a stunt that you didn't want to do, something, an aspect of the work that you hated?
I was never asked, but I think probably the only thing I wouldn't have done would be to be attacked by dogs.
Yeah.
You know, you see people, the dogs run at them and they get hold of them, and I'm thinking, I wouldn't really like to do that.
No.
So, confident in water.
Very confident in water.
You've been drowned a few times.
Yes, in the River Thames, face down, disgusting.
Oh, in the Thames.
In the Thames. I've dived into the Hong Kong harbour. That was a bit stinky. Oh. But confident in water.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Your recent credit was Wonder Woman. 2017. Oh. Are you looking for any excuse to get the pad bag out and throw yourself around still?
Yeah, I really like it, actually. I like to go off, I like to go to work, because you can catch up with old friends, have a good chat. And especially if I'm a day player, just an ND stunt person, it's really nice to catch up with everybody and do a bit of work and then come
bit
home
social.
Again. Yeah, it's a social life, it's lovely.
Social with skids and slides and smacks.
Could you talk a bit about just the stunt community, what it is to be just like a part of that world, that is a very social world, yeah.
Yes, it is, and I think it used to be a very small community, it's got bigger. There are a lot of young stunt men and women coming through, which is fantastic, they're so professional, it's amazing. But everybody on the set, you all look out for each other, all look after each other, move the pads, move the boxes, and work as a team. It's a really nice environment to work in.
I think, you know, when you're put under those really high-pressure situations and you're relying on each other and each other's safety, it forces that bond. And if you haven't got good communication or a good relationship working with someone, are you going to trust that they're going to look after you and, you know, look after your life? You know, that's really important.
Really?
Yeah,
because they are. You do have people who are watching you, or if you're safetying for somebody else, you have to be on the ball as much as the person that's performing the stunt.
So you've also been a coordinator, and we worked together on Golden Compass.
Yes.
What was it like? How do you handle the pressure of being in charge of all the safety?
I think after you've been working as a stunt person for quite a number of years, then you know everything that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Health and safety wise, you know, the all of the written sheets that you have to work with. And then you'd be picking who would be your coordinator, who'd be your performers. So, you know, it's an all-round thing that you do.
Yeah, and do you enjoy coordinating? And you know, obviously family commitments aside, would you still, like, are you still going out and looking for coordinating jobs now?
Not so much, no. I quite enjoy... not having the pressure, but going to work as a stunt person.
Yeah.
You know, as you get older, well, you know, naughty older people still get involved in fights or get run over or crash cars. So there's always a job out there somewhere. Yeah.
There was any young ladies thinking of pursuing a career in stunt work. What would you say to them?
Go for it.
Yeah.
It's a great career. It's a lovely way to earn your money. You get to travel, meet interesting people. Never the same thing every day. It's a fantastic way to earn a living.
One last question. What's your proudest moment in life and in stunts?
That's such a tough question to throw at me. Bringing up my family and now being part of bringing up my grandchildren.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. Yeah. I love it. Love every minute of it.
That's the right answer.
Perfect answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Living.
Brilliant. Wendy, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much. That was really just great.
Okay, thanks again to Wendy for joining us on this week's episode of Cunning Stunts. We'll be back next week with Wendy's daughter, Nina. Until then, take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.